The coronavirus has shut down many businesses across the country, including casinos. As James Dawson reports, tribal leaders are trying to navigate how to safely reopen these critical sources of revenue.
The Nez Perce tribe shut down their two gaming operations, Clearwater River Casino near Lapway and Itziyaya Casino in Kamiai, a full week before Governor Brad Little issued his stay-at-home order. That decision wasn't taken lightly, according to Kermit Mankiller, who oversees all tribal enterprises for the Nez Perce. He says it was the right move to keep the community safe, but it also comes at a price.
Tribes don't necessarily have a tax base.
The money generated at these casinos pays for social services on the reservation, which is a big part of the tribe's revenue. So they've been developing a plan to reopen to ensure the safety of their workforce and guests alike.
We just need to make sure that whatever they encounter, as far as social distancing, sanitizing, wearing masks, you know, whatever it may be, that it is justified.
About 100 miles north, the Coeur d'Alene Casino has been open since May 1st. Heather Keene, a spokeswoman for the Coeur d'Alene tribe, says they've turned off every other slot machine and required everyone to wear face masks.
We installed plexiglass in key areas. In the restaurants, we removed tables and chairs, so that's down quite a bit.
It's not all back to normal, though. The buffet is still closed, and the casino shuts down for a few hours every night to be sanitized. On the Nez Perce reservation, Mankiller says they hope to reopen on May 16th, but it's not set in stone. When it does, he says, it'll be an encouraging symbol for the area.
I believe that'll be signaling, you know, to a lot of people in our communities, both native and non-native, that, you know, we are as normal as we're going to be for the near future.
James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.